This is 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. It's often said that out of great pain comes great art. Putting that idea to the test, the board of the Laura Riding Jackson Foundation, a nonprofit writers organization based in Indian River County, decided to hold a poetry contest. The subject, COVID-19.
We had an incredible response.
This is Sean Sexton. He's the poet laureate for Indian River County and grandson of early Treasure Coast pioneer Waldo Sexton.
Yeah, we had people from Kenya and we had people from the British Isles send poems.
Out of hundreds of entries, the board selected 5 local and 6 out-of-area winners.
This is Mark Hinckley.
Hinckley took the local grand prize for his poem Monarchs. A retired businessman, he only started writing fairly recently.
Yeah, surprised me. I've never won anything in my life. Never considered myself to be a writer or author, much less a poet, but I've written some thanks to some involvement in the Laura Riding Jackson Center.
His poem was inspired by experiences visiting several family members in nursing homes. One passed this Easter.
There was a series of goodbyes done through plate glass in a Connecticut nursing home, which I thought was one of the stranger, sadder things. Questions about mortality and meaning and memory all sort of converge whether you want them to or not. Each one of these people has a past, in some cases a very complex, grand kind of past.
He reads from his poem.
Each was a monarch of something, a family, a business, a platoon. Does the salve of forgetting dull the pain of remembering, or does the mind just wander off to places the body yearns to go?
Next, we speak to another local winner.
Okay, well, my name is Sherry Clark, so my background is in words. I live in language, and the world comes into focus for me through language. And this poem, in a way, was therapeutic, also for me to help me put all of my feelings into words.
Her poem is called In the Valley of April.
When we were all just beginning to realize what we were in for, I think I felt particularly saddened by the awful smaller losses. And now, the simple enjoyment of just living our days and the weather getting warmer and enjoying our time with family and friends, all that was gone.
She reads a portion of it.
After hours of unending statistics that pour like poison into the sleeping ears, the ears exposed during a garden nap, an April afternoon, when all you'd want is a flyover by the young spring birds or the contrails of unseen jets overhead.
And here's another local winner, Jennifer Hawthorne, a New York Times best-selling author.
I co-authored several of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books.
Poetry, however, is a bit of a new thing for her, and she just released her first book of poetry called Life as a Prayer.
It is just such an extraordinary experience for me, and I can't believe that I actually won something in a contest.
Her local winning poem in the contest, called COVID Calendar, was inspired by the sudden ceasing of activities due to the shutdown.
I found myself looking at my calendar with this incredible emptiness. There was nothing on my calendar.
Here she reads the end of the poem.
COVID calendar, in the beginning, you looked anemic, pallid, listless. But now we know the truth. Not for one second will we ever look back and pretend that you were empty.
About 100 poems from the contests are being put together into a book. Find out more on that, plus today's 3 poems at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.